Some days call for working up a sweat, working on your passion, and endless action. Ditch the glitch with Liquid IV's new Energy Multiplier Sugar-Free. Refreshing flavors like strawberry kiwi and blackberry lemonade. Scientifically formulated to support physical energy, hydration, focus, mood, and social stamina. Liquid IV's new Energy Multiplier Sugar-Free. Hydrating energy. Tap the banner to learn more.
Pro savings days are back at Lowe's. My Lowe's Pro Rewards members save even more with limited-time doorbuster deals. Save $5 on 24-count Contractor's Choice 42-gallon trash bags, now just $14.78. Plus, get your choice select DeWalt Elite Series saw blades for $9.98. Not a Pro Rewards member? Join for free today at Lowe's. Valid through 9/17. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Doug. Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Your sausage McMuffin with egg didn't change. Your receipt did. The sausage McMuffin with egg extra value meal includes a hash brown and a small coffee for just $5. Only at McDonald's for a limited time.
Prices and participation may vary.
Hi, this is Tony Ruggiero here on The Tour Coach. Thanks for joining in and thanks for following along. It is my mission to bring you some of the best instructors, the players, mental coaches, fitness experts, everything you need to play better golf, all of the people I find fascinating that can give you information to help you in your pursuit as a teacher or as a player. It's all here on Dew Sweeper TV or wherever it is you get your podcast. Thanks for watching The Tour Coach podcast, and hopefully this helps you teach better, play better, and enjoy the game. So here we go. Kicking off another Tour Coach here from 706 Club Drive, sponsored tonight by 19 Crimes, which happens to be Snoop's wine. And if Snoop Dogg happens to listen to this, we are open for sponsorship. I think we'd be a perfect fit, to be completely honest. And if we had Coop here, he would agree.
Yeah.
Nick Domingo joins us from Rainmakers GC.
Yeah, man.
Now Rainmakers.
Yeah.
Good to have you. And Will McFadden, who frequent guest. I always wanted to be the guy. This is a total random statement. But there was a person called into this. Do you remember, you're younger than me, do you remember a famous sports talk radio personality, Fabulous Sports Babe? Do you remember that?
No.
She was back in the day, and if people listening, you might know anyways. Anyway, she was a lady, had this show, and she was out of Seattle. That's what.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But anyways, I think she was out of Seattle. Anyways, maybe down in Florida. But anyways,
that's so close.
But there was a guy, I'll never forget, I was driving back in the day. Guy called, and he said, what did he say? Like, first time listener, long time caller, you know? Anyways, that's what I feel like Will is like. But anyways, I digress. So Will McFadden, resident tour player, in hanging out, did a lot of, we actually did some good work this week. And Nick Domingo, Rainmakers. Now you got your YouTube channel. How's it going, bud?
It's good, man. It's crazy to branch out, you know, formerly of a major publication. Mm-hmm. So I think for me, it's just trust and process. We talked about it today with Golf Swing. The boring shit is the stuff that ultimately gets you to success. And I think that's where we're at right now. Like, just going through the grind and slowly starting to see success. So it's been fun.
I think the interesting thing about, you know, I think having things that are different are good out
there. Yeah.
I think, I know with our channel, you know this from all the times we've talked, and Will and I, right? Will knows this from just driving me around like Miss Daisy. He's like driving Miss Daisy around, right? But I wanted my channel, our channel, to reflect
our love and appreciation for real golf instruction, what I call real golf instruction, serious instruction. And I want it to represent being authentic. And I want it to be a real inside look of like us with students really helping people get better.
Oh, yeah.
Right. And I've tried hard. We've spent a bunch. My wife doesn't know how much money we spend doing this. But anyways, we've put a good bit in it, doing it. But you're coming at it from a different approach, which I think is great. And it's from a mid-handicap golfer.
New dad. No time to practice.
No time to practice, just trying to get better.
Yeah.
So, you know, you look at this table tonight, you got a guy just starting his professional career a year in, getting ready for PGA Tour America's Q School in just over a month. So we're down. We're getting grind. And by the way, we can officially announce that Coop is going to be on the bag. Look out.
Reading greens, man.
Oh, I'm coming. We have Colby there. We're going, I mean, this is going to be epic. But, obviously, you know, what I do and teach it, and then you. So we got different perspectives. And you wanted to talk a little bit about what you see from doing what you've done. You're filming a lot of content with a lot of really good teachers and some that aren't that good, but they still give you content. So
exactly.
I'm just kidding anyway. So, they're all going to be wondering who I'm talking about.
They're
now,
all
right?
Like, what's Tony talking about there?
But anyway, so you just want to talk about the state of instruction.
Yeah, right? Man. I think.
And I think it's good to come at it from the player you're talking about.
Yeah.
I think it's easy for me and Will to sit here. It's easy for me to sit here and say, oh, yeah, whatever, X Tour players. And I had Jason Bale on the Golf Coach Development, I guess, last night. And, you know, we were talking about tour players and talking about teaching regulation of golfers. I think we got to not get too far away from the fact, as teachers, that the majority of the people that are going to listen to us, watch us, come see us, buy all our stuff, are you.
Yeah.
And I think that's a big thing. And I think we get away from that at times.
Man, when I was at my former employer, I always preached being the average golfer. And when I started there was such intimidation, because I'm going to give you guys something that will maybe shock you. I don't watch any PGA Tour golf. I don't watch LIV golf. I don't watch PGL. I don't watch golf at all. Like, I watch less golf now being in the industry than I did before. Sunday Masters, like, I might watch the last couple hours, not even like sitting down planning my day around it, right? People are shocked when I tell them that. They're like, wait, how can you work in golf and you don't watch golf? I'm like, guys, I don't have the time to do it now as a dad. And if it's 75 degrees out and I live in Seattle, I'm out there playing golf on a Sunday, not watching it, right? And so some people are like, well, maybe that takes away from my reputation as a golf content creator, right? For me, I said, at the end of the day, as the average golfer, I want to go play. I don't care about the angle of attack and the commentary about PGA Tour stuff. So I think for me, it was a big wake-up call when I was at that former publication to say what you just said, or kind of remind myself what you just said, that I'm kind of the voice of that average golfer. Like, okay, you know, all the pro guys, it's fun what they're trying to do to create the content. But if you've never taken a lesson, you're just out there grinding, you're just playing. And so that's where you go to the YouTube channels, you go to the Instagram channels, you go to, you know, whatever else is out there, TikTok, to get your instructions, and they're not going to pay or have the resources to come see you. So I think it's a weird moment just in the state of golf, not just golf instruction, right? Like, what is going on right now? You know, there's so much back and forth. Like, you've got the Brian Bros, like, you're playing in a live event, but you're on the PGA because it's a content opportunity for you. So he doesn't really own that now. You know, PGA Tour gets on his ass. Like, but he's his own brand with his YouTube channel. You've got all these content creators coming up, and some of them are doing shots every hole, you know, and by fucking fifth hole, they're trash and, you know, driving their carts all over the place, these really nice courses. So it's kind of this weird moment just in the golf space in general. And I think what's hard, and I'd be interested to hear what you guys think. I mean, obviously you're a pro. You've been around the game. You've seen these changes.
But I'm like, allegedly a pro.
You're a legend.
No.
But I think, you know, where you guys have seen it adapt the most and how you guys are still able to stay true to what you do, I think is what I not only respect the most about you guys, but like I think comes across so authentic to the audience. Because you haven't changed that, right? You're like, this is our brand. This is who we are. We have this family atmosphere. Coming down to these retreats and filming with you now 3 times, I think that comes through really well on your content. And you don't have to, like, fake it, right? Like, you guys aren't out there trying to be dumbasses and trying to be, like, all but funny and shit. Like, just sticking the instruction and making people better.
We'll let Will talk here. But I would say... You're right, where we're in a different place. I was thinking about this 2 weeks ago. I was walking at the Live event in Miami.
Yeah.
Content creators there. Grant Horvath was playing holes, and I got to talk to him a little bit. And you see what he's been able to carve out and do, and it's incredibly impressive. But it's so different than, you know, what I grew up watching his golf, right? I mean, I grew up, it was probably stuffier, it's fair to say.
Mm-hmm.
And you watch how that approach is reaching a different demographic. And so, but I'm also, like, I do watch the Masters. I watch all of it. And I take that Sunday off and I grill out, I cook fajitas. I don't know why we picked fajitas, but we always cook fajitas. It's not like
you should.
Exactly.
Like Mexicans and Augusta go together. But I mean, but I don't watch a ton of people always read how much professional golf you have. I'm around it every day all day.
Exactly. So you want to
practice, I get 100 videos a day on this phone. And I watch the app to watch the people that I'm fortunate enough to coach. But I, you know, you and I talked about this. I think one of the first things I watched that was a regular event, I watched Rick Lamb in the playoff of the Korn Ferry event sitting in here a couple of weeks ago, right? Like, because obviously he's a person I'm close to and I coach. So, but I think that there's more and more people coming at it from your angle. Mm-hmm. And I think as coaches and teachers, we've got to be more adept at addressing and handling that. And so for me, you know, I don't know why I do half the things I do, but I know that I made a decision, like I wanted whatever we put out to really reflect what I thought was important and good. And because I was so fortunate to be mentored by great people and have people take interest in me. And I always am, some of the stuff I say, Hank would cringe at, but I do think that in the end, the quality of the instruction and what he saw us really trying to help people get better, he would be proud of for me doing. I really do. Or I hope so.
I mean, that should be the North Star,
helping
people get better, right?
You know? And so I try to use our medium to showcase people's talent.
Mm-hmm.
The stuff we filmed with Colby today, I thought that if you're a recreational golfer of any skill level, that stuff has a huge value. The stuff that you did with Will, with Yvette on the golf course, them talking through shots. If you're a 12 handicapper, 15 handicapper, that might be more important for you for playing better golf than me filming you and putting you on a swing catalyst, right?
Because it gets in your mind, right? Like if someone were to put Mike Malizia says this all the time. He said, Nick, if I put my head on your body, you'd be 10 shots better.
You'd look funny.
Yeah, exactly. All due respect, Mike Malizia. Love you. But no, I mean, you know, if like we talked about it today when we were playing, the shots that like you had that shot with on the left side of that real narrow par 4, and I'm sitting there like, I said to you, like, what are you going to use here? Are you going to actually go over the tree? And you carried it and you hit on the green and it, you know, rolled towards the back. But the fact that you didn't fear that shot at all, you confidently know, I know how to hit that shot. And even if you don't think you can carry it over the tree, you can be like, well, you know what? I'm going to club down. I'm going to hit this into the slope, have it get a little backspin and roll up on the green. That is a very different approach than somebody like me who would freak out at that shot and be like, I guess I just have to like punch it out, you know, 10 yards, get in the middle of the fairway, chip up. And so to your point, like doing that on course, course management instruction, that's where I think, and I hope to take Rainmakers, because there's this medium of fun shit that's out there of really, really either bad golfers just having fun or really, really good golfers. And I want to be the guy in the middle and be like, look, you're not watching this shit from me. You're watching it because of you guys and other teachers and players I'm working with. I just happen to be the guy who's like the moderator of all of it. And the average golfer, when we're playing together, hey, I'm picking your brain, tell me how to hit the shot, club choice, what are you thinking about this wind, and kind of getting a little tidbit like you're my lifeline. I think, you know, knock on wood, it's been successful
so
far, but
maybe faux wood in this condo.
But I think that, you know, and you guys do the same thing. Golf instruction and golf, it's an imperfect game. And if you go to fucking Instagram and it's 60 seconds of a golf coach telling you, do this, it'll stop you over the top slice. And then all of a sudden some guy stripes it and it's perfect. As an average golfer, I'm like, I can't do that. And you've done a really good job of, you know, you give those tips that are good, but they're not, this is going to cure every single one of your ball striking issues by just doing this. You show the work on your videos. You show the people who, pro players, we saw it today, like, you're not turning enough and getting enough depth. And that's why you're not getting the speed that you want to get the club head speed in the distance, right? And there's value in that rather than just thinking, we're going to just quick fix everything.
I'm going to ask you a question here next. But I think the one thing I always try to do, this comes from my upbringing, and I think you can hear it in when we film stuff, is that I always try to say, you know, Will and I are working on this, but like, if you're a recreational golfer, this could apply to you from X, Y, or Z. I don't think we should ever get too far away from that. And, you know, another really good friend of mine in the business, you obviously know him, because but Luke Kerr Denise.
Yeah.
And Luke and I were talking one time, and he was just sharing with me the most common search things that they had found. I don't know if it was a Digest or if it was a Golf at the time, but like, it was stuff like how to put the grip on.
Yeah.
How to stand to the ball. Like, I'm sitting there thinking people are going to be talking about speed and lag, all this crazy stuff. Like, it's like, how the hell do you hold a club? Right. And I think we get lost in that. So you've been, obviously, you're going to have a long professional career as a player, especially now that Coop's on the bag. And I feel so fortunate in being able to announce that here live. But you spend also so much time with me helping high school kids, college kids, and regular golfers. What is it that you see the recreational golfers not picking up on, not being able to do? Where can we help?
I mean, I think the recreational golfers, like you say, the middle of the road handicaps, I think they just make it much harder than it should be. You know, like, they're trying to hit it every shot to a foot instead of assessing the risk of each shot. Like, I think when you watch pros, I could be, you know, everybody plays different. I could be totally off base with this, but I feel like when a pro gets up to a ball or a short game shot or anything, I think they immediately start eliminating shots that they could hit. Like, for example, in the hole you talked about earlier, like, I knew I couldn't hit it low because there's a big old dip in front of the green. They start eliminating shots that they know they can't hit. I think amateurs try to find shots that they can hit, even if they don't practice it. Like, they're like, well, I could go high, I could go low, I could go around. Me, like, the longer you play, I guess, the pros, like, they learn their game and they start eliminating shots and figure out over time that it's pretty simple what shot you should hit, right? So it's a little bit of learning your game, I think, and knowing that kind of stuff. But course management.
At Sierra, discover great deals on top brand workout gear, like high quality walking shoes, which might lead to another discovery.
40,000 steps, baby. Who's on top now, Karen?
You've taken the office step challenge a step too far. Don't worry, though. Sierra also has yoga gear. It might be a good place to find your zen. Discover top brands at unexpectedly low prices. Sierra, let's get moving.
Eczema isn't always obvious, but it's real. And so is the relief from Ebglyss. After an initial dosing phase, about 4 in 10 people taking Ebglyss achieved itch relief and clear or almost clear skin at 16 weeks. And most of those people maintain skin that's still more clear at 1 year with monthly dosing.
Ebglyss, lebrikizumab, LBKZ, a 250 milligram per 2 milliliter injection, is a prescription medicine used to treat adults and children 12 years of age and older who weigh at least 88 pounds or 40 kilograms with moderate to severe eczema, also called atopic dermatitis, that is not well controlled with prescription therapies used on the skin or topicals, or who cannot use topical therapies. Ebglyss can be used with or without topical corticosteroids. Don't use if you're allergic to Ebglyss. Allergic reactions can occur that can be severe. Eye problems can occur. Tell your doctor if you have new or worsening eye problems. You should not receive a live vaccine when treated with Ebglyss. Before starting Ebglyss, tell your doctor if you have a parasitic infection.
Searching for real relief? Ask your doctor about Ebglyss and visit ebglyss.lilly.com or call 1-800-LILY-RX or 1-800-545-5979.
When did making plans get this complicated? It's time to streamline with WhatsApp, the secure messaging app that brings the whole group together. Use polls to settle dinner plans, send event invites and pin messages so no one forgets mom's 60th, and never miss a meme or milestone, all protected with end-to-end encryption. It's time for WhatsApp. Message privately with everyone. Learn more at whatsapp.com.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. Checking off the boxes on your to-do list is a great feeling. And when it comes to checking off coverage, a State Farm agent can help you choose an option that's right for you. Whether you prefer talking in person, on the phone, or using the award-winning app, it's nice knowing you have help finding coverage that best fits your needs. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
This will shock you that I'm going here, but I'm going to use a Wade Hamilton story. And if you play in the Jingle Bell next year, you'll meet Wade Hamilton. He's truly one of the best golf club professionals I've ever known in my life. He's my best friend. And he's also a raging lunatic with the yips. Flinches when it comes to hitting wedges.
Really?
Can't hit it low to save his life. And we were at TPC Sunkissed. It's not really a TPC course, but it's in Biloxi, Mississippi at the Jingle Bell. And he hits it behind this pine tree. Big limb, and I'm like, I look at it and I'm like, we just got to take a little 8 iron and chip it up.
Yeah.
And he's looking up, but he hits this 9 iron up over everything onto the green. And he was like, well, I can't hit that shot, so no, I'm just going to take it up through that. And while and we joke about it, but it's applicable to what you're saying, like. I think if golfers didn't try to hit shots that they couldn't hit, they'd be so much better.
Why try to run a 7 minute mile if you've never even run an 8 minute mile?
Why run?
This isn't a great example. My brother is a unlimited handicap. He's getting better, but he can't quite finish all the holes. But he knows that he can keep a 4 iron in play.
Mm-hmm.
So he plays 18 holes going 4 iron, 4 iron on every hole just because he can keep it in play and have fun and finish a bunch of holes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like he doesn't even try to hit his driver.
You know, and agree 100%. And you're talking about like things that recreational golfers could do that would make them enjoy playing better. We did this with the really good tip we did today for Rainmakers. Encourage everybody to go check them out. But about creating a go-to driver shot, I watch recreational golfers on the range hitting drivers, and I watch them on the golf course, and every driver swing is the same swing, same speed, same setup, same tee height from the middle of the tee box. I go to a tour event I watch different tee shots. I see them get at different parts of the tee. I see different tee heights. I see different speeds, different moves, trying to do different things based on what they have to do. Mm-hmm. And they practice that. And you practice hitting a fairway finder, something that you can do to get it in play. And I think that regardless, if you're a big slicer, people, oh, I just slice the driver. I can't. Well, go out there on the range, tee one down, and try to hit you a low slice that runs forever down the fairway.
Like, people think they want the beauty.
Right.
It, right. They want that high draw.
Or whatever.
And it's
but like go find you a fairway, shot
right?
That when it's pretty narrow, you're a little nervous. Whether it's a low slice, it could be a low running hook, it could be a high fade that you just block out there. It could be whatever.
Yeah.
But go find you a shot that when shit gets real and you got to put it in play that you can do it part of the time. And I think as teachers, instead of always trying to make stuff look perfect, like let's help some people find stuff with their matchups
yeah.
that can hit something that would put it in play.
So I have a question for you. You know, we're obviously talking about like the state of instruction. There's so much shit out there. There's training aids. There's, you know, instruction apps. There's YouTube or Instagram. You've got real life, you know, in person. I want to ask you, Will, like, you obviously work with Tony in person. Do you use any of that other stuff? Or like, do you have friends or people that you play with who use any of that other stuff, or is it just sort of like,
you know? Yeah, I think so. I mean, when it's where it's applicable, I mean, I've used it before. Like, we've used when I was trying to get the club face more square, we've used a hanger type situation that goes on the grip and stuff like that. But, you know, there's definitely not one training aid that fits all
everyone,
people,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
And so I think it's extremely beneficial to have somebody to talk to, like a Tony or a Jackson or a Morgan or somebody who you can talk to and figure out like, hey, what works for me? Like, you know, for example, there was one training aid that you got in a couple of years ago that you're like, here, try this. I think this might work. And I put it on and tried to hit a ball and was like, no, this is not.
It's like the driver today. You were like, this feels good. And then all of a sudden you knew on the range like that.
Right.
Hit it, right.
Right. Like you can.
It's such a field game.
If you know, like if you get the proper training with an instructor and you know the feeling that you're looking for, like as a somebody who's played golf a long time, I can tell pretty quick if it's going to work or not. And I think as an amateur or a like mid to high level handicap, like it would be beneficial to have somebody to talk that through with and make sure that when you buy one of these training aids that it's even doing what you're
it's
supposed to do.
Yeah.
Right.
And not messing up your swing even more.
Right, exactly.
Like do you watch anything on, like, okay, I should rephrase that question. You obviously watch Instagram tips
sure.
and stuff, right?
Yeah.
Is there something that you have learned that has been more beneficial to your game from that? And it's more like maybe like a technique, like, oh, I never thought about that type of shot. Or is there something that kind of blows your mind, like, whoa, that's something I never would have ever thought about. I want to talk to Tony. I want to implement that into my game.
Yeah, I think obviously everything I see before I go out there and start messing with it, I run it by Tony or Jackson.
Yeah.
But I think for me, a lot of stuff is short game stuff.
Yeah.
Like, and I really love watching videos from people who are established players who have been on tour or won big events.
Yeah.
And those guys, I really love to hear them talk about how they hit shots. It's the same thing as when I'm around some of the guys Tony teaches, like Andy, Rick, Emilio, Luke, Guthrie, all those guys. Like, I know those guys can play some really good golf.
Yeah.
And so, like, hear the way that they do things might help me. It might not. Like, sometimes somebody will say something when we're out there on the tee, and I'm like, that's not going to work for me. It's not going to work for my body, for my patterns or anything. But
I think
it's just always absorbing information, but I make sure that it's from people that
have that credibility.
That have the credibility, that have played high level golf or taught somebody who's played extremely high
level
golf.
Well, I think I'm going to tackle two subjects here and I'm going to get on a tangent for a minute in a second. But if everybody out there approached the inner social media and learning the what you just said, they would get better.
Yeah.
Because you have to have a brain. Not everything on social media is true or works for you. But if you read something that sounds pretty good, you go try it. If it doesn't work and it doesn't match up with what you do and it doesn't work, okay, well, I tried, right? Yeah. I think where people get into these holes is they get convinced that they've got to be shallow or they've got to do this or that this guy is what, right? Like, you've got to find the right stuff that matches for you. And there's nothing wrong with trying things. Great players do it. But I think you, and I think if you approach it like he was just talking about, and plenty of tour players. I mean, I've watched him around a lot of my tour players, and I've watched him talk short game, and I've seen him and then see him go, oh, I mean, this guy does this, and he's a great player. Like, that doesn't work for me.
Exactly.
Right? There's nothing wrong with saying something doesn't work for you. But as far as where we are, I mean, I think the biggest problem we have, and there's a particular example, guy at Mobile that puts out, that's copying other stuff, right? And like, people that just go out there and copy stuff or haven't ever taught people that are any good, never had any success, man, that, you know, try to put up a cool video and they get a cool production and all that. Like, that's not where you should be.
Well,
that's not where you should be going, right?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, an imitation is a form of flattery. I get it. But I think you want to go, you want to watch the people that have actually made people good.
Yep.
You want to watch people that have had success. You want to watch people that put real students up there that are good.
Yeah.
You know, and again, I mean, I think that's a big deal.
I think it goes back to what I was saying about what I want Rainmakers to be and how it doesn't exist because of me. It's, I've always preached in any, you know, I worked at Bleacher Report. I worked at Maxim. I worked at rebranded FHM. I worked at publications, golf media. I've been in for 3 years now. So I'm fairly new into the golf media space, but the same concept is you're telling a story, right? And for me, it's like, I remember being at FHM or Maxim, and it's like, I could give you five dating tips of do's and don'ts. No one gives a shit when it says buy Nick Domingo, right? They want that from a model or they want that from an actress. They don't want it from me. And it's the same concept with like what we're talking about with golf instruction. I have a ton of information. I mean, I've been around you guys and other teachers for 2 years. I could go out and fake it and be like, I could tell you how to shallow this. I could tell you this and that. It's not real. I'm not. Why would I take advice from a guy who's never broken 80 before? It's like, well, I have all the information. Like,
we saw two guys on the chipping green tonight driving by Old Palm.
Yeah.
Driving back. Neither one of them could 100% break 90. And one guy's teaching the other guy how to chip green.
Exactly. And that, so there's a lot of that shit out. Like,
yeah.
I just want to put content out there. I'm going to get an audience. People love golf. It's like, bro. I want to give access over access. I don't want to put out just a bunch of stuff and think, well, maybe I get real popular and I get a following. At the end of the day, I've always said this to you. You guys as top teachers, you as a buddy and the players that I've met through you guys are family. So I would be doing a disservice to you if I ever tried to be like, I'm just going to go do this on my own. Like, fuck you guys.
But,
right?
But you wouldn't do that.
I wouldn't. Yeah. I mean, but also the content.
That's why you'll be successful.
Because the content won't be there, right? Like the content, it's like, all right, what makes you different? Well, I've got the top guys in the world.
I want to do a podcast soon where I do the top 10 worst follows in golf.
I love that.
It's a terrible idea.
Yeah. We had to get a black ball, but I mean, a couple of them are in Mobile.
Yeah.
Guys are hacked. I mean, right? But like, yeah, I mean, tee up five balls, walking along, just doing this, and you call it a tip.
Yeah, right.
Right. Like, I mean, you know,
I mean, like, look, I get it. Your social media is not all real, right? You can cut it in the production value, and it's like, this is quick and easy. I'm sitting on the fucking toilet and I'm scrolling through my Instagram, and oh, this catches my eye. But if you do some recon on who the person mm-hmm. is, you look at their Instagram profile, you say, oh, they got 40,000 followers. What value are you bringing? Well, what are you doing, or what is your credibility?
I think more important than followers is who have they taught.
Well, exactly. But to the average person, they look at followers and like, oh, like, you know, it shows who follows them. It's like, I see my buddy Will follows them. Right? They must be mm-hmm. legit. But if you actually go online and kind of do like a deep dive, you're like, there's no information about them as a teacher. They're just like some more
every
like
person that
drill,
loves
right?
golf.
Yeah.
That wants to get better ought to follow Butch on Instagram. Mm-hmm.
Or right. the dew sweeper.
Well, I mean, I'm just speaking to myself, but like, right? Like, it's his own Instagram.
Yeah.
Nobody does it for him. A lot of it's personal stuff, but like, he'll put up a video of somebody hitting a ball when he's working. I'm like, every time he posts a video, I watch it. His brother Billy Harmon puts up some interesting stuff. I'm trying to think of teachers that really do. Brady Riggs in California, I think, does a really good job with stuff yeah. he puts up, especially practice stuff. I love Short Game Chef, Parker McLaughlin. I love his stuff. I know his stuff's produced and all, but it's like really, really good and it's authentic. It's yeah. him doing stuff.
I've never met the Golf Better Tucson guy, but he's
– Oh, Derek?
Stuff, yeah, Derek Dominski's a really good follow. Yeah. His stuff's good. It's authentic. That's him. I've been around him with Andy, a handful of times. I've walked him. He's been on the podcast multiple times, right? I think he's super good. I think like, I don't necessarily wouldn't teach all that stuff, yeah. but like Joe Mayo gives out a lot of great information. Would it be how I would teach or what I would do? Or, you know, he's a little more argumentative than maybe not. I don't know. But I think if you love golf, he's a good follow
yeah.
because he's given information. Now, what people need to understand is just because you're giving information doesn't mean you got to do it or you got to buy into it. But he's a good source of information.
Yeah.
I think he's really good. I'm trying to think of people, you know, that, I like people that put out authentic, that it's real stuff.
Yeah.
Not super processed. Parsons. Huh? Parsons. I think I don't even know how I missed him. Like Justin Parsons, for my money, is the best teacher in the world right now.
Really?
With the success he's had with tour players, yeah. and he combines that with being just an all-around great dude. I think he's really, really good, and he's doing some great stuff. And he's proven that not only can he teach established tour players or resurrect careers, but he can also develop some of the bright young talent coming mm-hmm. up through college and the Korn Ferry Tour. So, like, to me, that's the sign of somebody that really can coach.
Yeah.
Somebody that can take somebody young and turn them into something. So,